Everyone. Today is Tuesday, June 19th, 2007, and Gwen is currently on her cage preening herself, but I hope that she'll chirp for you before this podcast is over. Hopefully I can get her to do something for you. The focus of today's podcast is going to be the Plantronics Audio 910 USB Bluetooth wireless headset. This is a brand new headset that I think came out in March, and you can go up to 200 feet away from your computer, and it also can be paired with a mobile phone, which I have not done that. I use it to talk to people on Skype. Now, what I'm going to do for the purposes of this podcast is this part of the podcast is being recorded with the Olympus VS2. With the external microphone, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch later on in this podcast to SoundForge version 7 with recording quality at 16-bit and 4800 kilohertz and 9600 something else. I forget what that is, but the sampling rate's going to be really good. I'm going to switch with the headset so you can actually hear the quality of it. What this headset comes with is the headset itself looks like a little boot. Okay, that's my Skype. I'm going to lower that. So the headset looks like a little boot. On the end of the boot is a little hole where the jack for the charger goes in. If you continue to follow the boot all the way up, if the bottom is facing you, on the right hand side there is a small button, which I believe is the pairing button, which you can use to pair devices. Oh no, sorry, it's the volume button. That's the volume button. The button next to it is the pairing button, but I believe you may need sighted assistance to do that task, which I didn't have to pair it. It was actually paired from the factory. And the button above that is the power button. And after that, there is the headphone, which when it comes right out of the box, it's a hole. But it comes with three different sized ear tips, which actually remind me of earbuds, but without the cords, that you screw into the hole. And that way the earphone has a nice soft tip for your ear. The microphone is a boom style microphone that swings left or right, and it has a windscreen on it. It's a pretty good microphone, and how you hook it to your ear is the bottom part of the boot, where the jack is. It reminds me of a boot. I don't know that I'm describing it correctly, but the bottom part where the jack for the charger is, in between there and the actual microphone, there is a flexible, elastic-type cord. It's not a cord that you can actually feel that it's elastic, that you just put over your ear. You fit the bottom part so that the jack where the charger goes is facing away from the earpiece and the microphone. Now, what this headset also comes equipped with is it is the first headset to go up to 200 feet away from the computer. And it is also the first headset that I know of, according to the research that I've done, which I don't know that this is accurate, but according to Plantronics, it's the first headset to actually come with a button on the microphone where you can answer a call away from the computer. Now, I have heard people tell me that I do sound like I'm on a telephone when I use Skype, even running the latest version of Skype, but for my purposes, it works. I got it from a place called SecureMart.com. That's S as in Sam, E-C-U-R-E, mazinmaryart.com for $75 with shipping. On the Skype website, it sells for $184. Amazon has it for $84. SecureMart has it for $66. And with shipping, it's $75. So now that I've described the headset, I hope I've described it well enough, I'll describe the accessories that come with it. It comes with the charger, which plugs into the USB port of your computer. At the other end of the charger, there is a little round disc, a circular shaped disc with a little pin-like contraption on the end of it that you just fit into the bottom part of the headset where the charger jack is located, and you'll hear a sound like that. I'll do it again so you can hear it. There. So it clicks into place. The other thing that the headset comes with is it looks like a receiver. And what it is it's the actual USB part of this headset that makes it wireless. It has a button on the top that I don't know exactly what it does. I guess to turn it on and off. And when you pop the top off this, it reveals a USB plug which you just plug into the port of your computer. Now the headset takes 3 hours to charge. So on a full charge, I think you can talk up to 3 hours, have 3 hours of talk time. So when the headset is fully charged, you take the top off the USB contraption and plug it into your computer and turn on the headset. When you're done, you hit the power button and power off the headset and take the USB connector out of your computer. The one thing that I do have to tell you is that when the headset, the minute that the USB connector is in the computer, not the charger, but the USB connector that goes to the headset, the audio switches from the computer speakers or wherever your audio is originally to the headset. There's also some software that comes with this headset, and it's called PersonoCall. That's P-E-R-S-O-N-O, call, C-A-L-L. And you have to configure it to work with Skype, which the installation is pretty straightforward. And once you install it, you go to the, I don't know what tab that is, let me see. There's a basic tab, and there's a settings tab, I believe. But you have to, you configure it to work with Skype. Let me see. Oh, I lowered my speakers. That's why we have no sound. Okay.
Left Windows Perfection Persona Call Select. Plantronics Persona Call Consumer Edition. Basic Options Property Sheet. Launch Persona Call Consumer Edition whenever Windows starts selected checkbox shortcut L press.
Okay,
space
now if you control tab,
current status property
you'll
sheet.
See current
software
status.
Group, select outgoing line. Unselected one of
select
one.
Outgoing line. Now it should say Skype.
Selected Skype, selected one of one.
There we go. And then, of course, the other thing that you have to do if you want to, I'm going to close out of this. The only other thing that you have to do if you want to configure it with Skype is to go into the options menu and adjust audio or adjust audio settings or sound settings, whatever that link is, and configure the Plantronics. Just go down to where it says Plantronics and hit enter. Now when you turn on the headset, you will get a sound. Let me connect it up to the... Well, let me turn it on first, and then the next part of this podcast will be through SoundForge. So I'm going to hit the power button, you hold it in. I don't know if we're actually on. I don't know if I heard a beep here. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can make you hear what it sounds like when it turns on. okay. I'm going to hook up the USB. I guess it's called like a receiver for the actual headset to work, since it is wireless. It's not the best headset out there, but for my purposes, it does serve my purposes pretty well, and I was actually stiffed on another headset. Not by Plantronics, though. Okay, it just went into the USB port, and now I'm going to see if I can turn it on so you can hear what it sounds like when it's powered on. Okay, let's see, are we powered on? I don't know that we are. The other thing that this headset has is called a radio link lock, which means that it's only enabled when someone calls you on Skype or when you make a call to conserve the battery life of the headset. Okay, we are running with the headset. I hope that you could hear that beep over the microphone when I turned it on. And the next part of this podcast is going to be recorded through SoundForge. Okay, so now I'm recording with the headset on SoundForge with SoundForge version 7. And they say that this headset goes up to 200 feet away from the computer, but there are some walls in between my room and the headset. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm sitting in front of the computer, and to give you an idea, I'm going to walk away from the computer and continue talking to you. And it will eventually break up and you won't be able to hear me, but you'll get a pretty good idea of how far this headset goes. Now, my room is all the way across the house, so I'm walking. I'm slowly walking away from the computer. I'm slowly walking away and slowly by our staircase. Hey, Granny. Granny's on me. Right, Granny? And now I'm slowly going into the hallway where my room is. Now I need to talk. I'm starting to break up now because I can't tell. Wanna go down? Okay. Gwenny's on her cage. Hi, Gwenny. Yeah. Okay, now I'm talking back to the computer. What a good girl, Gwenny. And now I'm walking back to the computer, slowly. I'm approaching the computer right now. I'm in front of the computer. And you can kind of tell the quality of this headset isn't really that great, but if you want a wireless headset that's an alternative to a wired USB headset, I'd say that this one is pretty well worth it. You're not going to find one under $60 here in the U.S. I found anyway. I like this headset because it has the button where you can answer a call via the microphone, and I also like the fact that the microphone is not long, so you can't really blow down it accidentally. And I hope that you've enjoyed this review and that I've been clear about the description of the headset. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And now I will leave you with some music and ways to contact me. Have a wonderful day. If you would like to leave a comment, please call 252-477-4820. Or you can email marissa@marissamusic.com. That's marissa@marissamusic.com. Thanks, and have a wonderful day.